Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio is encouraged going into the upcoming season.
For the first time, we come off a football season that's 11-1 season. We have a great nucleus back. We're going to miss Greg Jones and Eric Gordon and Bates and some of these other guys, but we've got a lot of good players coming back, and I think that that they're very confident right now, and I think confidence sometimes breeds success. We're going to have adversity. We've got to be able to handle that as we move through the process.
Are you looking forward to seeing a Big Ten Conference championship game?
I've seen what it's done for the Southeast Conference and for the Big 12. It becomes a marquee game. It's been a huge, huge game to watch and talk about. I think the same thing's going to happen in the Big Ten. Gives people an opportunity to move forward and to decide that championship. Last year, we would have probably played Wisconsin maybe, or I don't know how they would have done that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
But at least have a chance to actually settle it on the field.
How do you monitor your program in today's regulatory environment?
You have to continue to educate your players on a constant basis in terms of what's right and what's wrong. I think it's important that when you recruit players, you're taking the right kind of people. Mm-hmm. And that's very important to us. To tell our coaches, hey, go out and recruit a good football player. If he's not, that's on all of us. If he's not a good person, you know, you got to look real hard in terms of who you recruited. So we just keep trying to educate and watch, and, you know, we don't pull any punches. You know, we just tell it how it is there, and we're going to make sure we're trying to do the right thing as best we can.
From Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, I'm Kevin Kugler.